In the book of Acts, in chapter 18, this is what we're going to have our Bible reading. It's going to be regarding to Apostle Paul. With a couple which I love. I learned about them. And since I learned about them, I fall in love with them, with their ministry. I fall in love that the opportunity that the Lord has given to them to work with Apostle Paul. And they are very low status, or very low perfil, we'll say in Spanish, where you don't show off, you know. But they are in the Bible, and they are so important, especially with the words when the Apostle Paul recognized them. The world, they did, co-workers, helpers, and so on, and on, and on. How many of you know about Priscilla, Aquila, and Priscilla? Okay. What do you know about Aquila and Priscilla? I want to know, what is your background? What do you know about Aquila and Priscilla? They what? You know the names? Wonderful. You're gonna know tonight. Amen? Maybe invite me for your home again for another lunch after you know tonight. My oldest boy, the one who lives in Wentworth, he said, I know that shop. I pass in every day. And he knows the number of your shop and everything. How much do you know about Aquila and Priscilla?
They mended fishing nets.
Okay, we see what you mean with that. Okay. What else? I don't ask pastor because my pastor, pastor always rescue the congregations, you know? What else? Who else? Ah, well, that's good. I like it in that way. You know? Because when I first preached this message, we were the deputation with Nelly in America, in the United States. And when I did this message in one of the churches, after when we went to another mission conference, they asked me for that message, you know? Because it's good, enrich our lives to know them. To know what they did for the Lord Jesus Christ. And if you come with me to verse 18 in chapter Acts. It says, after these things, it's talking about what happened in Athens, in Greece. After these things, Acts chapter 18, verse 1, Paul departed from Athens and went into Corinth. And he found a certain Jew named Aquila, born in Pontus, who had recently come from Italy with his wife Priscilla. Because Claudius, that was the Roman emperor, had commanded that all Jews to depart from Rome. And he came to them, the Apostle Paul came to them. So, because he was of the same tribe, He stay with them and work. For by occupation they were tent makers. And he reasoned in the synagogue every Sabbath and persuade both Jews and Greeks. When Silas and Timothy had come from Macedonia, Paul was compelled by the Spirit and testified to the Jews that Jesus is the Christ. And so on. We see what happened. The Jews rejected again. And according to the Bible passage, if you read with me verse 11, and he continued there, talking about the Apostle Paul, he continued there a near and 6 months, teaching the word of God among them. Was not easy. Never is easy on the mission field, you know. The Lord himself came to Paul in verse 9. Now the Lord spoke to Paul in the night by vision. Do not be afraid, but speak and do not keep silent. Well, that's telling that to me too, you know. Then, for I am with you and no one will attack you to hurt you. For I have many people in this city. Many people in this city. My wife Nelly just a minute ago asked Pastor Wayne for how long you stay in this place. 25, you say. 25 years. You know why? Because Pastor Wayne, he believes that the Lord has too much people in this city. Amen? And all the surrounding area. Okay?
This is just waiting to find them all.
Amen? Everybody's expecting that. But they came from Wentworth Falls, so no problem. Praise the Lord for that. But even the Apostle Paul, the Lord has to come to him. When we read the Apostle Paul, we believe, you know, just he was superhero, you know. Like a Superman or the other ones, you know, that the boys, they like it so much. But the Lord has to come to Paul and tell him, do not be afraid. That means he was afraid not only of himself, but also of his team, his fellow workers. And we keep on. We keep going. Verse 11, they stay there for a year and a half. And then on verse 18, Paul still remained a good while. Then he took leave of the brethren and sailed for Syria. Now this is what we're gonna go see. We're able to see the map. Is this a map over there on the next slide, please? Wow. I'm sorry about the names in Spanish. But that was the only map I have. But you understand. Corinth. Okay? So that's where they are. In Corinth. So, we're talking about what is happening here. I should make the introduction with this. What happened here in Acts chapter 18 is in the second missionary trip of the Apostle Paul. So that means it's on the red line. You have to follow the red line. And you see, they depart far here. Very far here. Very far here is Antioch. And then they try to go to that part up where there is Asia Minor today, Turkey, the Holy Spirit didn't allow them to go to Bithynia, to Phrygia, and then they went to Troas. And you're going to be able to tell me what happened in Troas. You know that. What happened in Troas? On the second missionary journey. They were not allowed to go where they planned to go, to Bithynia, Mysia, Phrygia, Ponto. They didn't allow to go in that way. So in Troas, what happened? The Holy Spirit talked to them, and the Apostle Paul had a vision. A man from Macedonia stood up and asked the Apostle Paul. That happened in Acts 16, verse 9 and 10. And when that happened, it says they really believe that God for certainly want them to cross the sea and go to the other continent. The Apostle Paul didn't know what was God's plan for his life. What plans God got in that second missionary journey. And the reason is he was thinking only on the Macedonian, but was more than that. And now, we come in there to this verse 18 here, that he departed from Corinth. And it's good to see here in verse 18, and Priscilla and Aquila were with him. And the question arises is, I believe that Aquila and Priscilla, they were not believers at the time when they first met the Apostle Paul. The Bible doesn't say one way or another. They say Aquila, a Jew from the Ponto. Ponto, you see, he was born over there. Pontus. And the Roman Emperor persecute all the Jews. They have to leave Rome. But the Apostle Paul went to them and working with them. And I believe by working with the Apostle Paul for so many hours and I stay with the Apostle Paul for a year and a half, something happened in their life between the verse 1 in chapter 18 and here in verse 18. At this point, I'm able to say yes. Nea, Aquila and Priscilla, they are believers. They are born again believers. Because they receive the teaching, the word from the Apostle Paul himself. And they went with them. And it's very interesting to see this and to know this. When he depart from there and they sail to Syria, you see the red line there, they cross the sea and they go right back into what is Asia Minor there, to Ephesus. And that's what is happening here in verse 19. And he came to Ephesus and left them there. Who are they? Left them there. The Apostle Paul left Aquila and Priscilla there in Ephesus. But he himself entered the synagogues and reasoned with the Jews. But he wanted to go to keep going. He wants to keep going. And in verse 22, it says, he landed in Caesarea and gone up and greeted the churches. He went down to Antioch. That was the sending church and the second missionary journey. And if you don't write, you don't have right there in your Bible, right there in your Bible, that on verse 23, verse 23 of this chapter, is where the third missionary journey starts. Doesn't say that, but that's what it is. That's where the third missionary journey, which is there on the map too, and the third missionary also is in blue. So you're going to see the third missionary journey, they cross also to Europe. They come there, it's a big journey. They come there, and they come there to Jerusalem. That's where they start the third missionary journey. On verse 23, chapter 18. But we keep going there with Aquila and Priscilla. And a thing very interesting there we're going to know about Aquila and Priscilla is from verse 24. Now, a certain Jew named Apollos, born at Alexandria, an eloquent man and mighty in the scriptures, came to Ephesus. Eloquent man. I would like to be more eloquent. That would be better for you. My English is not eloquent. Probably my Spanish, but not my English. So sorry. Apollos was an eloquent man. Mighty in the scriptures, came to Ephesus. Verse 25, this man has been instructed in the way of the Lord and been fervent in spirit. He spoke and taught accurately the things of the Lord. Thought he knew only the baptism of John. So, verse 26, look how important. He began to speak boldly in the synagogue. When Aquila and Priscilla heard him, they took him aside and explained to him the way of God more accurately. They explained to him the very truth. They explained to him the way of salvation. There is only one God. There is only one mediator. You've been baptized in the baptism of John the Baptist, but it's more than that to be born again. They must explain what we see this morning. They did the discipleship and the giving the true gospel of our Lord Jesus Christ. Now, we see how Aquila and Priscilla, they growing in the faith, in the ministry, not only workers, co-workers with the Apostle Paul. The Apostle Paul is far away. He's silent. He wants to go to Jerusalem. But now, Aquila and Priscilla are able to discipleship, to giving the gospel message to Apollos. And look what happened to him. And he, verse 27, and when he, Apollos, decided to cross to Achaia, the brethren wrote exhorting the disciples to receive him. And when he arrived, he greatly helped those who had believed through grace, because he had received the gospel by grace. He understood what Aquila and Priscilla preaching to him. Nea, verse 28, say, for he vigorously, I don't know how to say that.
Vigorously.
Refute the Jews publicly, showing from the scripture that Jesus is the Christ. So Aquila and Priscilla, they were believers in the Lord, because the Apostle Paul, they give it to them, the fighting torch we saw this morning. And now, Aquila and Priscilla, they give in the fighting torch to Apollos. It's a matter of trust others. Even they wrote a letter recommending Apollos now to teach others. That makes sense. What we see this morning. We now see that what we say this morning, we see now on the practical way of doing it, you know. One thing is classroom, another thing is doing in the real world. So, they did that, and we see, keep going now. With Aquila and Priscilla. This is very interesting now. The discipleship, Apollos, and now the Apostle Paul. Write a letter to the Corinthians. And we believe that the Apostle Paul went to Ephesus again, now in his third missionary journey, or sometimes there, and wrote 1 Corinthians, and invite you to go to 1 Corinthians chapter 16. 1 Corinthians chapter 16. Verse 16 to 19. I'm going to read verse 19. He sent greetings from the churches to the churches, but now verse 19. 16:19. The churches of Asia greet you. Aquila and Priscilla greet you. Why Aquila and Priscilla, they greet the church in Corinth? For how long they had been in Corinth? Probably more than a year and a half, between a year and a half and 2 years. They knew the brothers of the church in Corinth. So they send them greetings. And the Apostle Paul, the churches send greetings to you. Aquila and Priscilla greet you heartily in the Lord from the heart. They really love the brothers and sisters in Corinth. From the heart. With the church that is in their house. Show me, tell me. They have a church in their house in the city of Ephesus. They were co-workers. Then they were able to discipleship. Apollos. Now they become leaders. They have a church in their own house in the city of Ephesus. They grow in the faith and in the work, in the ministry for the Lord Jesus. And the Apostle Paul, they must be very proud of that. And say heartily in the Lord with the church that is in their house. How do you think the Apostle Paul was really writing these things to the people in Corinth? And thus they become leaders a leader of the church in their own house in Ephesus. But now we have some more. And it's very interesting. Very interesting this. The Apostle Paul went to somewhere and he wrote the letter to Romans after 1 Corinthians. The letters chronological, they are different in the way we have in our Bibles. And Romans was wrote after 1 and 2 Corinthians. So when we read chapter 16, also we're going to read the greetings on this chapter 16 of the book of Romans. And remember that the Apostle Paul wrote this letter to Romans from the city of Corinth. And it says in verse 3, greet Priscilla and Aquila, my fellow workers in Christ Jesus. The Apostle Paul recognized Aquila and Priscilla as their fellow workers. That's a great honor for Priscilla and Aquila. Fellow workers in Christ Jesus, who risk their own life, risk their own life, it says on the Spanish Bible. And that's what is the meaning up here. Risk their own neck. They risk their own lives for my life, for the Apostle Paul, to whom not only I give thanks, but also the churches of the Gentiles. One thing I like for the Apostle Paul, he really likes thanks to people, to workers, to churches, to co-workers, to fellow workers, and he recognized that. All the churches recognize what Priscilla and Aquila done for the Lord, in the Lord Jesus Christ, for the Apostle Paul. But listen carefully. Read carefully now. Verse 5. Likewise, greet the church that is in their house. Greet the church that is in their house. What church? What house? Pastor, please. What church? Which house? In which city? In which city? That was the previous one. We are in, where are we? Rome. The book to Romans are to the people who live in Rome. They have a church in the house in Rome. What they do in Rome? Well, Claudius, the previous Caesar, has passed away, has died. A new emperor came, Nero, was cruel. But in the beginning, he was a politician, you know. Political, he opened the doors of Rome to everyone. And when Priscilla and Aquila, they knew that the doors were open in Rome, they went back. Remember, they live in Rome before. They may have a house. They're getting back. For business? Yes, for the best business in the world. To have a in their own home, a church in the city of Rome. So, from Ephesus, they become what? What they become? From Ephesus to Rome. It's out the map. To Rome. What they become? Pastor, you know.
Missionaries.
Well done, brother. Missionaries. They become missionaries. Could you believe it? Yes, because the Bible says so. The Apostle Paul recognized them. Co-workers risked their own life for me. Become leaders in the city of Ephesus. And now they went back to Rome when they had the opportunity, you know, to preach the gospel. Back in Rome, I have a church in the house in Rome. That's a heart for the Lord. They didn't call themselves missionaries, but they were missionaries, you know. And for me, it's good to learn from them. Missionaries, the meaning of missionaries is to be sent. But for me, missionaries is the challenge to take the opportunity. That's what a missionary is. Take the challenge that God offers you and take the opportunity to do it, to go. They have the opportunity to go back to Rome and they took the challenge. Easy? No. By no means was easy. Hard? Yes. Very hard indeed. But they went anyway. They know there was a risk involved. And we're gonna see that in the next few minutes. But they went. And that's what mission is all about. It. Take the opportunity that the Lord is giving to you. Now is a time for missions, you know. Now we have to take the opportunities. The Lord is open doors, opportunities. When we have the opportunity, Nelly and I, we went to Argentina. And we praise the Lord. Your church was one of our supporting churches that holding us there for so long during these 15 years. Well, Nero opened the doors of Rome to everyone. But it's one more verse I have to deal with you. And in the last letter that the Apostle Paul wrote was what? Do you hear that? What was it? 2 Timothy. That's correct. That was the last letter. Probably 8 years after, around 8, we put it in a margin of 1 year before or 1 year more, around 8 years after the book of Romans, this is when 2 Timothy was wrote. Keep that in mind, please. And we go to chapter 4, please, the last chapter. And see in verse 7, I have fought the good fight. I have finished the race. See what Apostle Paul liked? Race. His Christian life for him was a race. I have kept the faith. That's the reason why he is in jail. Because Nero was cruel, but he has his own justice. And he gave an opportunity to Apostle Paul to deny the Lord Jesus Christ as God and live free, walk free out of jail, but has to deny the Lord Jesus Christ. That's what it means. Because that's what happened. That's what happened in that court. And the apostle said, I didn't deny the Lord Jesus Christ. I have kept the faith. Amen. And that's the reason why he ready to depart. Okay, we go straight away to the greetings again. And we're going to see in verse 17, everybody went out. They left it alone because the persecution started again. Everybody, when he say, verse 10, 11, everybody ran out. Only Luke is with me, verse 11. And, in verse 17 and 18, read it at home. We did say, but the Lord stood with me and strengthened me so that the message might be preached fully through me and that all the Gentiles might hear. Also, I was delivered out of the mouth of the lion. Probably he will die in different way, not in the Roman circus. And the Lord will deliver me from evil work and preserve me for his heavenly kingdom. To him be glory forever and ever. Amen. But one very important greet, he could not write in this letter. Greet Priscilla and Aquila. Now, where is the Apostle Paul? In Rome. Aquila and Priscilla have to run for their life. Persecution against Christian star. Cruel. Where they went, they cross again, they come up from Rome, and they cross again, and they went to Ephesus. Okay? See where the red line is? Ephesus. Because that's where Timothy was. In the city of Ephesus. And also, he sent the greetings to Priscilla and Aquila. 1, 2, 3 more verses. And finished. He could not write anymore. But he could not hold to write this greet to Priscilla and Aquila, that the Lord allowed them to flee Rome. They were young, probably and were able to keep preaching the gospel in the city of Ephesus or where the Lord will use them. But the Greek Priscilla and Aquila, they're not in Rome anymore. But they took the opportunity that the Lord has given to them. And the Bible recognized them as the co-workers, discipleship and evangelism to Apollos, as leaders of the church, also as a missionaries. As far as we know, they came back to Ephesus to keep preaching the gospel of our Lord Jesus Christ. I know everybody have learned more about Aquila and Priscilla, which are both an example to us, a good example to us. Take the opportunity that the Lord is giving to you. Thank you, Pastor.